Lance Buchholz doesn't personally condone the use of drugs.
I feel that no one should do drugs. Drugs are a terrible thing to do, right? Let's all agree on that, if we could, that nobody wants drugs in our society.
But as a member of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, or LEAP, a nonprofit organization of current and former police officers, lawyers, and judges, Buchholz thinks we need to end the prohibition on drugs.
It's not working. It's expensive. It's costing us billions of dollars a year. We're locking up a lot of people that are not violent offenders, and we just need to find another way.
LEAP's solution is to legalize drugs and regulate the market. It doesn't name specific drugs. Buchholz says criminalizing drugs has not benefited society or kept communities safer.
Are we keeping any of this stuff out of our communities now when it's illegal? It's out there. We can't arrest our way out of this problem.
Buchholz says the role of law enforcement should be to keep people safe from violence, not to intervene in drug use.
If someone has a drug problem, it should be a medical issue. It should be a mental health issue. It should be a spiritual issue. I don't see how it being a law enforcement issue is improving or helping anyone in this situation.
Alaska voters will decide whether to legalize marijuana in an August ballot initiative. Buchholz says this kind of effort will influence federal law.
The states are going to have to say, look, this is what we want and this is how we want to do it. And eventually the federal government's going to have to fall in line if enough states do what Alaska's proposing to do. And then Wisconsin does it and New York does it. Eventually it's going to have to happen.
While LEAP does not support specific legislation, Buchholz did speak to Alaska lawmakers while in Juneau. Recently, the Affiliated Tribes of Northwest Indians, which includes the Tlingit and Haida Central Council, announced its opposition to legalizing marijuana. In Juneau, I'm Lisa Fu.